Hey everybody, Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player from Fred's Music and Barbecue. Guess what? Today, guess what we're making?
Bacon! 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 Bacon!
Bacon!
Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Pickin' and Grillin', the video webcast brought to you by the guitar players that love to cook at Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply in beautiful downtown Shillington, PA. In this episode, we're going to tell you about the first part of how to make a homemade bacon, and it's really excellent. So hope you like it. Here we go.
Fred Bernardo, the smoke guitar player from Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply in beautiful downtown Shillington, Pennsylvania. Today we're making bacon. Yep, we got a couple of beautiful pork bellies. And we're going to do the first step today to making our bacon, which is put our cure on our meat. Now, what we do is we have a salt and sugar cure, and we basically dredge the meat in it, and then it sits for a week or so, maybe a little more, kind of in its own brine. And a week from now, or whenever it's ready, and we'll show you how to tell, we're going to take it and put it on a smoker and smoke it till it's a certain temperature, and we'll have incredible bacon for everybody to eat. Okay, so let's get to the first step. First thing we're going to do is we're going to mix our cure and get it all ready to put onto our meat. Okay, we have everything here we need to make our cure for our bacon. And I'm going to show you the ingredients. We're going to make what I call a half a batch. We have two big hunks of bacon of pork bellies. And I'm hoping this is going to be enough to do both of them. But if it isn't, I'll just mix up some more. So, first thing we're going to start is the basic cure ingredients. What we have here, this is pre-measured, but I'm going to tell you what it is. If we're doing a whole batch, it would be a pound of kosher salt, a half a pound of sugar, and 2 ounces of pink salt, which is here, which is nitrates. And that's what actually cures the meat. So I've measured out a half of that batch, then I'm going to put it in. So first I have my kosher salt. I'm going to just dump that in there. And here I have some sugar, regular old white sugar. And we have the pink salt. We're going to put it in here, and we're going to mix it all up. Now, that's the basic cure, but I decided I want my bacon to be a little sweeter and a little barbecue-y tasting. So I'm going to add brown sugar. The recipe actually calls for dark brown sugar, but we don't have any dark brown sugar, and we're too lazy to go get some. So we're going to use light brown sugar because it really doesn't matter, and it's my bacon anyway, and it'll be good. Okay, the other thing I'm going to do, I want it to be a little barbecue-y, sort of have a little barbecue sort of zest to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm taking some of our Tasty Licks barbecue flying swine pork rub. I'm going to put some of that in. Now this has a little cayenne in it. It's got some other secret ingredients. It's got some paprika and some chili pepper and chili powder and things in there. And we're going to put a little of that in. That's definitely got some cayenne in it. All right. That is excellent. Okay, so we dumped our barbecue rub in here, our flying swine. That's got some cayenne in it. It made me cough like crazy, so we had to stop the camera. And now I'm just going to mix it up with my fingers. And it's going to be wonderful. That cayenne is getting to me. Break all the clumps up. That's all ready to go. Okay, so now we're going to get our pork bellies, and we're going to get these things ready to go. So we'll pause until then. Thanks. Okay, folks, we got here two huge pork bellies with the skin on. And you can even feel those little piggy hairs on here yet. Nice. We're going to cut that off at the end anyway. We're going to put one over here, and we're going to start putting our cure on it. We're going to put some cure on here, and we're going to try not to make too much of a mess. But it's the kind of thing that it's kind of easy to make a big mess, and we're in the middle of the store, so we don't want to get too pigged out, because Andre, our helper, is going to have to clean afterwards. He isn't here, so I can talk about him. Okay, so we're putting cure all over it. Get a little on the ends there. We don't need a whole ton on there, but that's pretty good. Then we're going to flip it over. Then we're going to put some on the skin side, just for the fun of it. I don't really know if that does anything, but we're going to anyway. We're going to put it on there because, you know, more is better. Too much is just right. That's what Fred always says. Okay? So remember that, children. Now what we're going to do, Toby, my helper, is over here, And he's got a huge Ziploc bag, which he's going to step into the field of view. Toby, I'm going to lift this, and you're going to scoop it up with that bag. You got to come underneath here, buddy. Okay, now it's heavy. Oh, just like catching a big bass. Okay, how about coming over here on the camera for a second there, Tobin? Okay, and what we're going to do is open that up. We're not a professional video people, folks, so you got to put up with, you know, a little bit of amateurism. Okay, now you can close it up. I think I just got it all grossed out. All righty, now I'm going to work on number two. I'd say get the vacuum cleaner ready. Get Andre, the guy who works, who's going to work the vacuum cleaner ready. That is, if he doesn't quit when he hears he's going to have to clean the mess up. We're going to put the rub all over this. And what happens is this cure draws the moisture out of the meat inside that plastic bag. And it'll be a week to 10 days. And it sits in its own moisture for a week to 10 days. And that brine is what processes and cures the meat. And every day or two, I'm gonna have it in a fridge. Oh, look. Every day or two, this must have been a female. Every day or two, I'm gonna go turn it over, okay? I'm gonna turn it over and let it, you know, make sure it gets its stuff happening. Okay, now that was a half a batch, and I did these two huge pork butts. Pork bellies. Okay, Toby. Toby's gonna now try and scoop this one up. This is really a messy job no matter how you do it. Okay. Alrighty. Now, if I could ask my camera helper, my camera operator, to step away from the camera and come over here and get one of these trays on the floor, please. Down here on my left side. I'm gonna show you what we're gonna do with these. Don't need these anymore. Okay, so now we're gonna do, Toby, if you wanna bring one of those over here, we're gonna try and lay it out on a tray inside the bag. So we're gonna, I like to be neat about it, and I want my pork belly to be left to right in here. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it's like kind of like doing a ship in a bottle type of thing, but what it is it's a pork belly in a bag. So it's like a ship in a bottle. Now, a lot of people cut these things and trim them and kind of square them up. Okay, it doesn't fit that way, so now we'll turn it the other way. They trim these things up, make them nice rectangles, but I don't do that. I just leave it the way it is. I'm gonna leave a little air and get some of this air out. And this is gonna sit in its own liquid for a week to 10 days. Okay, that is looking pretty good. Now we gotta make one thing, folks. Make sure that these are sealed. Because I had one in my wife's refrigerator. I'll say it's my refrigerator too, but it's kind of the domain of the wife of the smoking guitar player. And it leaked, and I had a hell of a mess in my refrigerator. It was kind of like pork juice and sugar and salt, and it wasn't so cool. Luckily, I caught it before Mrs. Smoking Guitar Player caught it, and I got a chance to clean it up. So she's going to watch this video and wonder, what the heck's he talking about? So, or maybe she did find out about it. I don't know. She's an extremely perceptive person. Okay. We're going to lay them out so that they get a chance to kind of lay in their own juices. And we're going to seal them up. I'm going to turn them over every day or two. And then, about a week from now, we'll do part two of the video. And that'll be, we're gonna actually take them and smoke them and give them a good smoke flavor to them. So we'll see you then. Take care.
Hey folks, it's me, your friendly neighborhood smoking guitar player. This was an audio podcast made from a video of the same name. If you wanna watch our videos, just go to www.pickinandgrillin.com, PickinandGrillin.com. Or you can go to our website at www.fredsmusicandbbq.com and just click on the videos link. And don't forget to watch for part two of this series where we smoke the bacon and finish it up. And hey, if you really want to give us some support, go to our store website and buy something. Okay, see you soon.